Hey, Colin, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great today, Scott. I had a kind of a funny morning. I'm here in Calgary at my sister's place. She's got a home just right over the valley and had an amazing experience with nature this morning. I went out into the backyard. I saw some deer down in the valley just right below her house. And I went out in the backyard and there was 2 4-point bucks, mule deer bucks that
wow.
I think they'd been kind of fighting with each other. The one looked like he was kind of wounded. Anyways, he actually, that deer wandered right up to the fence and stood about 10 feet away from me. So I took about 40 or 50 pictures of this beautiful buck that's standing less than 10 feet away from me just across the fence. Kind of glad I had the fence there, actually. His horns were kind of gnarly. So anyways, that was a fun adventure for me this morning. How was your Christmas, Scott?
Oh, it was excellent. A lot of great food with my family and some friends, and just had a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and I hope everybody listening has had a great Christmas as well.
Yeah, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas. Hey, I did something really neat here in Calgary, Scott, just before the Christmas break, and I want to tell you about that, but I also want to let people know we're doing a pre-launch of our website, golftrainingaidsreviewed.com, and we're actually going to be giving away free memberships to the first 99 people who join into our golf accuracy training e-school. So we're going to get to that a little bit later in the podcast, but Scott, I want to tell you and everybody about some really cool experiences I had at the University of Calgary here just before Christmas. The University of Calgary has spent literally millions of dollars in research and development, and they have some people that are, in fact, the guy Dave Lindsay that I interviewed is probably the foremost educator in terms of physiotherapy and golf and helping to prevent injuries and you know, analyzing golf injuries. And they've just done a tremendous amount of work in that field. He's written more papers than anybody in the world on those topics and is very well respected in the medical community. So I had a great interview with him. We talked about, Dave Lindsay is the personal physiotherapist for Jason Zubak, who's the five times world long drive champion.
Wow.
And so obviously this guy, Jason, is he's a very strong guy, but doing the kind of things he does and driving a golf ball 400 yards consistently is going to put some torque and tension on the body, and he's very susceptible to injury. So Dave's done a lot of work with him in terms of helping him manage his exercise and his strengthening his core in ways that are going to help him prevent injury. And so we had some very interesting comments, and he's going to teach us a lot in a video podcast we'll release here shortly about how to exercise and how to stretch and just how to prevent injuries in golf.
Well, that's fantastic, because that's a big problem, particularly as guys like me get older.
Yeah, well, I think we're all getting older, Scott, but, that's really true, and it was fascinating to me to realize that in their statistical studies they've done that over 25% of people playing golf have some sort of an injury sustained from golf, and so you wouldn't think of it as a, high-impact sport like football, but certainly there's a lot of stress and strain that you can put on your body if you're not, taking care of yourself properly, so...
Well, that's right.
It's very fascinating. Now, the other interview I did was with the TaylorMade group. They have a multi-million-dollar facility there as well, where they have it's a very sophisticated computer analysis, and they put about 25 little they're specialized kind of a button that they put all over your body on all different parts of your body, so they can analyze your motion. And there's 9 different specialized cameras that they've got in this room, and so you get to analyze your swing and have it compared to a lot of the players on the PGA Tour who are TaylorMade people like Natalie Gulbis and Darren Clarke or Mike Weir, any of these people. And it analyzes you so you can understand exactly what golf club you should be fitted into, as well as what golf ball you should use. And it also gives you a really amazing look at your golf swing. You can compare it to, step by step to any tour on pro that works with TaylorMade. So it was very fascinating, a great way to learn about how to improve my golf swing, as well as look at what I should be custom fitted into for, the proper shaft and the proper ball and the, there's just so much that it analyzes that can help you improve your swing and get the optimal performance. It was really fascinating. So that's something for everybody to look forward to. Those interviews are great.
That's really going to be interesting to listen to, and then get people thinking about some different ways that they can improve their golf game that may not take a whole lot of effort.
Yeah, it's quite fascinating, Scott, when you see that just simple changes to your clubs. I mean, how do you really know what golf clubs you should be hitting, what loft your driver should be, or even what golf ball you should hit? And unless you have that analyzed, you really can't tell. And apparently TaylorMade now has nearly 100 of these units around the world. I think Calgary was one of the first five in the world to get this technology, and it's where their research center and head of the research department is for analyzing these golf swings. So it's really great to get some of the best information in the world about golf swing analysis.
That's really, really cool.
Yeah. So lots happened this year in the world of golf, Scott. Some fascinating things as we kind of look back. We were just having some conversation earlier about all the crazy things going on. And obviously, probably the biggest news was Tiger Woods this year.
Yeah, as usual. And some of it was, a lot of it was great, but some of it was really sad. And his father, Earl, passed away in May. And, you know, he took 2 months after that to mourn and get everything back together. And he came back really, really strong. He won 8 titles, 2 majors in the year, but he only played 15 events.
Isn't that amazing?
That, you know, over 50%, win rate, that's pretty unbelievable. And, of course, he was the PGA Tour Player of the Year for the 8th time.
Yeah, again.
He ended the season extremely strong. He had 6 consecutive victories and 47 consecutive rounds of par or better.
That's amazing.
That really is. And someone I was talking to joked that, well, no one's asking him why he replaced his old swing coach with his new one anymore.
Yeah, it seems to be working.
It really does. And of course, when you're that good, the golf gods smile on you. And he was playing one round where he hit a 9-iron off a roof and into a parking lot. So if any of you have ever done something like that, don't feel bad. Tiger has 2, but he managed to salvage a bogey on his way to victory in that particular tournament. So
yeah, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
Well, he obviously had a great year, and there's a lot of other players who've had pretty remarkable years. Obviously Michelle Wee, her first year on the LPGA Tour.
That's right.
Kind of up and down. I think she got a lot of criticism because she didn't win yet, and I think that's going to be an issue for her. I think for a lot of players, getting that first win must be tough on tour.
I think it really is hard. But she finished in the top 5 in her first 6 LPGA events, and 3 of them were majors. And she made her first cut in a men's event in Korea. Now she struggled in her next 5 men's tournaments, but she ended the year pretty strong, shooting 81-80 in the Casio World Open, and she's declined to join the LPGA Tour next year, and she's going to enroll in Stanford. So good luck to her, and hopefully we'll see her back on the tour.
Hard to imagine that she's still a teenager.
That's right, and she's got a good long career ahead of her.
Yeah.
The Ryder Cup was another interesting event. Europe dominates it, the Americans kind of got thrashed a little bit, but
The Europeans sure seem to shine in that event, and they really seem to thrive in match play and that type of competition. I think they're probably a lot more used to it, and a lot more their style over in Europe is playing match play. Yeah. We don't see a lot of it here.
That's right. And Mexico, I mean, they're just beaming with their new queen.
Yeah, it's Lorena Ochoa, isn't that how you pronounce it?
That's right.
Yeah.
So, I'm
wondering if she'll play in the PGA Tour event down at the El Camaleon course, the Mayakoba Classic that's happening this February.
You'd hopefully she wouldn't miss that. That's a pretty
nice. If they let her in, maybe she'll get a sponsor's exemption.
That's right.
Mickelson had a great year this year, didn't he?
Yeah.
Another Masters?
That's right, yeah. And it's interesting because we're seeing a changing of the guard in the seniors. We've got some young seniors taking the Champions Tour reins. Jay Haas and Lauren Roberts, they battled back and forth all season, and Haas came out on top in the final event, but the old, you know, Roberts, he missed two events late in the season because he went on the Ryder Cup as the vice captain and attended Byron Nelson's funeral. So that's going to be an interesting scene to watch for the coming year.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be interested to see how Greg Norman, if he plays much on the seniors tour this year. He's just now turned 51, and he's qualified for that. He doesn't seem to be playing so many events as he used to be. You know, I just got a great book for Christmas, Scott. It's called The Way of the Shark, and it's a book about Greg Norman, really an autobiography of his life and his career. And, you know, I really have to admire Greg. He has been certainly the brunt of a lot of criticism, and I think probably the unluckiest golfer in the world. He had so many majors really stolen away from him by miracle shots. Larry Mize that took the Masters away from him by one shot. He came, you know, he was 8 shots up in a Masters and lost by a stroke on Sunday. You know, just again through, he had an injury, and I think a lot of people will look at that as, you know, Greg choking. He talks about that, and it was quite fascinating in his book to really see how he overcame that. I mean, you can imagine being that many shots up in a Masters and losing on Sunday.
That's pretty
good. I read the book in a day. It was such a great book. We'll have to make sure to put it on our website right away.
Yeah.
People have a chance to order it. It's a brand new book. I'm sure it's in the bookstores now.
Excellent, yeah.
It's
very interesting reading biographies and autobiographies of the golf stars, because it gives you a whole different perspective on what's going on in their mind as they play.
Yeah, it really does, you know, and Greg's very honest in this book. I really like that. It was one of the best golf books I think I've read in terms of an autobiography. Definitely recommend it. Hey, let's talk a bit, Scott, about what we're doing with our website. We've had fun over the last month putting this together, and it's been really a collection of us trying to figure out all the coolest things that people would want to find out about golf, and neat trivia and great videos and a pile of things that we found. But you can just touch, just allude a little bit to what's on our website, Scott, all the cool things.
Sure. Well, you know, we've had a lot of really good responses from everybody listening to the podcast, and they wanted more. And as you know, our purpose was to, you know, review a lot of the great golf training aids that are out there so that, you know, you can practice in your home or practice in your office or, you know, and we've talked to hypnosis, golf hypnosis, hypnotist, I should say, and, you know, we're going to be having, and we just thought, how can we get all of this information out to everybody in a way that's manageable and easy, and plus where we can get into a lot more depth, because people said, you know, what you said about this was great, but, you know, I wanted to know a bit more. So we thought the way to do that would be to put together a membership site for everybody so they could join and have a bit of a community. Golfers, I mean, they like to talk about their golf games, and one of the things that you've mentioned a few times to me privately, Colin, was, you know, you travel a lot, and let's say you're down in Florida and you want to pick up a game in Miami and you don't know anybody there, how could you find somebody, right? So
exactly. I think there's a lot of people like that like to golf, like to golf and travel, and it's great to connect with people around the world. And even in Vancouver, where I live, you know, I'd love to a lot of times, you know, just pick up a game with a few people and love to know people who are in my area who love to golf and really want to get out and experience some of the great courses in our city. So,
that's
absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
You know, a great way to get to know people. And as well, one of my dreams for a long time, Scott, actually, has been to be a golf instructor. And I'm a little bit like Butch Harmon and never wanting to actually go through and become a PGA certified instructor. I think probably a lot of people don't know that Butch Harmon is not a PGA member, but you know, for whatever his reasons are, mine were, I'm sure, were different. I didn't want to go through the apprentice program, and you know, I think for a lot of golf professionals, it's a difficult life. They got to wear a lot of hats and take a lot of training, and their hours are pretty long. And I think I really love teaching people to golf, and a lot of my friends who I've taught, you know, different things about the game of golf, I have a blast doing it. And I've been fortunate because I've done a lot of work with PGA and doing seminars for them around North America. I've had a lot of great connections with amazing golf instructors. And
that's right.
So I think just through a lot of connections that I have and people that I know in the industry, that I was, you know, I've been able to access some amazing information and get some great advice on how to improve my golf game.
Right.
So one of the things that I really wanted to do with this here is be able to create an online golf school, which is very unique. And I think now, because we can have the ability to have podcasts and video lessons, we're able to take a lesson and put it on a video, and people can play it on their iPod or play it on their Palm Pilot or their BlackBerry or whatever PDA they have,
yeah,
or be able to take that golf pro lesson right with them to the golf course.
Yeah.
So they can actually get their lesson right in front of them at their convenience, you know, right at the golf course or at the driving range, whenever they like. And there's a lot of other things that we can teach them about, you know, golf strategy, course management, mental aspects of the game of golf, a lot of different things that we can teach about the game of golf that you don't actually have to be on a golf course to learn.
That's right. That's right. So, yeah, so we've put together all of this material. We've put together some stuff that, like you said before, that was kind of fun, some videos of different golfers doing different things. And also, again, we're putting up a lot of reviews. They're going into a little bit more detail than we can on the podcast. And we've put together a membership site, and a big part of the membership site is going to be the e-school, so that, you know, you can, we're going to break it down in different sections, like the drive and the putt and that sort of stuff, and strategies, and you'll be able to go in and sort of pick and choose at your leisure what you want to practice or brush up on or learn that may be actually brand new for you.
Absolutely. So should we tell them the secret, what we're going to let them in on, Scott?
You let the cat out of the bag, Colin.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do for everybody who's been a member of our podcast. We've got quite a big list that's growing every day of people who have subscribed to our podcast. And we're actually going to give away, for a very limited time here, a free offer to join our golf school on a three-month free trial. And that's just for the first 99 people who get involved with this promotion. What you're going to get with that is you're going to get exclusive access to the members-only golf forum. And you're also going to get 3 months for free of our golf training audio and video lessons and access to the teleconference calls that we're going to have with some of the finest golf instructors in the world, where you'll actually get to be on a live call with you know, golf instructors. So a lot of these people, if you were to pay them you know, their time, a lot of them are like $250 an hour or more to get access to their time. So it's really great value. I kind of hate giving things away, Scott, but as we talked about, I think that, you know, we've kind of got a little challenge going on here about seeing how many people will register right away on the first day for our program.
Yep.
And, you know, kind of a little ethical bribe we're trying to make people to basically get them hooked on our information. And obviously our deal is, hey, we're a new golf school, and we don't have, you know, a long history and credibility with people to say, hey, yeah, this is the greatest program on earth. So we're basically bribing people to get in for free. And if they like it, we only ask, here's the catch. We just want to have you send us a testimonial letter to say, hey, I love your golf school. This is great. I've gotten great value out of it. And if you don't like it, there's no obligation and no commitment. Yeah, you don't have to join as a paying member. You certainly can down the road at whatever time if you want to upgrade to a gold membership. There's some other bonuses with that, but, you know, we'll kind of get into that later as we develop the program. But anything else that we should add to that, Scott?
No, I think you've covered it, and, you know, this is the season to be giving, and we felt that it would be a great way to reward those of you that have been loyal followers of our podcast the last few months, and also we wanted to get some feedback on what you thought and what you'd like to see in, you know, we know the sort of things that we think help people improve their golf game, but you may have some other ideas. So we really want you to, you know, communicate with us. Let us know what that is.
Absolutely. That's, you know, part of it is for us is to learn what is really important to people about golf lessons and how we can give great content and what type of content people want in a video lesson that they can put on their iPod.
That's right.
So that's perfect.
That's,
well,
I think
Scott,
that's really exciting. It's a great way to start off the new year, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're just giving that now to the first 99 people who register. And I don't know if you checked recently. What's our subscriber base to our podcast right now, Scott?
Oh, just under 4,000.
Okay. So there's probably going to be a great rush of people
yep.
wanting to get this as soon as this podcast is released. So you might want to get on it right away. Here's the website. It's golftrainingaidsreviewed.com. And if you check on our Golf-O-Matic website, we'll have a link to it there as well. But again, it's golftrainingaids, with an S, reviewed.com.
That's right.
So anything else, Scott?
No, I'm looking forward to getting out and hitting the ball as soon as the snow goes away.
Absolutely. Well, we'll get out and do a little video session of us having a little golf game here shortly, I'm sure. So anyways, enjoy your free membership to our golf school. Looking forward to hearing from you and finding out about who you are and more about your goals. That's a place you can post in the forum as well to just let us know a little bit about you. You can post some pictures of yourself, some of your favorite golf courses, all that type of thing. Love to hear from you and looking forward to connecting shortly.
That's right. And if you want to leave a comment on this podcast or any of the other podcasts, or if you've missed the previous podcasts and would like to get them, head over to golfreview.podomatic.com. You'll be able to see our previous podcasts, plus I'll put a link up to our new membership site on the podcast reviews podomatic.com page.
Perfect. Well, everybody have a great day. Great to connect with you again. We'll talk again shortly.
Yep. Bye.
Bye now.